This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state attorney general is accusing a mobile home park owner in Fort Morgan of voter intimidation. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Edward Bernie Pagel hand-delivered notices to his tenants earlier this month, warning of rent increases if Democratic nominee Joe Biden won the election. The notice also told tenants that if President Trump won re-election, he wouldn't raise rents for up to 2 years. An assistant state attorney general sent a cease and desist notice to Pagel and warned him this appeared to be voter intimidation under state law in the form of economic coercion. Pagel has until Friday to respond. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado is getting another $4 million in federal aid to help the coronavirus response, including leasing sites in Pueblo and in Larimer County to treat COVID patients. FEMA says Colorado has gotten nearly $110 million in coronavirus aid. Senator Cory Gardner questions Twitter's deciding the president's tweets contain misinformation. He grilled CEO Jack Dorsey today.
It's strange to me that you've flagged the tweets from the president, but haven't hidden the Ayatollah's tweets on Holocaust denial or calls to wipe Israel off the map. And that you can't recall off the top of your head hidden or deleted tweets from other world leaders.
But Gardner also urged caution about creating laws restricting free speech. This is CPR News.